Hit that Fire and Ice. Let's go over some quarterbacks real fast.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, quarterbacks here. Who are we going to ice this week? So how about Baker Mayfield versus the New Orleans Saints? Look, Baker Mayfield has been a pretty good fantasy starter for you this week. But look, Pat Mahomes last week put up 15 points versus the Saints. That is the highest point total by any quarterback this year. Yes, Pat Mahomes has been garbage this year in fantasy football. That may be his highest point total of the season. The New Orleans Saints have only given up one passing touchdown this season. You can do better than Baker Mayfield. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about one of Baker Mayfield's weapons in the next segment when we get into wide receivers. Justin Herbert versus the Broncos has been horrible. All right, I don't know how much longer you can continue to start Justin Herbert if you are a Justin Herbert owner. For one, it's a horrible matchup. Justin Herbert has been quarterback 32 in fantasy points per game this season. He hasn't had a finish on a game higher than quarterback 23. And check this out. There's 32 teams in the NFL. Justin Herbert ranks 33rd in pass yards per game. We can move on. It's a horrible matchup. Another horrible matchup this week is Trevor Lawrence with the Bears. The Bears have the seventh fewest pass yards per game at 170, and they have allowed the fourth lowest quarterback fantasy points per game. If you want a startable quarterback to move right into our fire quarterbacks, how about on the other side of the ball in the same game in London with Caleb Williams? Best fantasy performance of the year last week. He threw for 304, two touchdowns, and added 34 rushing yards. All right, now he's going to London versus the Jags, who have allowed a league-high 23.1 fantasy points per game and a league-high 1,400 total pass yards on the season. That's 287 yards a game to quarterbacks through the air. Love Caleb Williams this week. Also, Justin Fields, who I already mentioned. Justin Fields versus the Raiders this week. Justin Fields has scored 20-plus points in three straight games. All right, now, there's a lot of rumors out there about Russell Wilson taking this job from him. Russell Wilson is healthy. He is going to be the quarterback, too, this week. The Bears, this is the thing about fantasy football. Like I just said, it's only the points that matter. But in this situation, the Bears lost last week. There are rumors floating around that he could lose the job. While he is starting, though, he is a productive fantasy guy. He's fourth in carries per game. He's third in red zone carries. He's seventh in rushing yards for quarterbacks. And he's second in rushing touchdowns for quarterbacks with three. Please, 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 Mike Tomlin, do not make this change. Justin Fields is a much better fantasy quarterback than Russ Wilson. And then how about Kirko Chains? Look here, Kirko, 509 and four touchdowns last week. Is he going to do that again this week? He is not. But the Carolina Panthers are a defense that is very susceptible to giving up points to quarterbacks. In week one, they give up 21 points to Derek Carr. And then last week, like I told you a few minutes ago, Caleb Williams had his best week of the season. That was versus the Carolina Panthers. He put up 24 points. Start Kirko Chains. As if I need to tell – like if I'm here in Atlanta, I didn't need to tell people in Atlanta. They're all hyped. Everybody's starting Kirk Cousins this week if you own him. But he is a safe play this week. If you do live outside the city of Atlanta, feel free to roll them out. I don't know about weeks moving forward. That will be evaluated on a weekly basis. All right, that's it for quarterback Fire and Ice. On the other side of this break, my guy Rusty hit me up on the text line. Look, Rusty's a listener, and he listens, I think, 24 hours a day probably. But, Rusty, yeah, I hear you, but I just can't rock the shorty shorts. I still wear the big baggy 90 shorts way below the knees. I'm more of a right above the knee type of guy, and I run in those shorts too. If you listen to the midday show with Andy Randy Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, we got into a conversation the other day about I just wear regular old gym shorts around the house, and I usually wear the same ones every day. It's out of the shower, just like a bathrobe. I put on the same shorts. They found that amusing. Andy and Randy did. I don't know why. Second part: who you starting? This is funny. Who you starting? Shane Falco or Johnny Utah? This is how you can tell. This is why I love our listeners. A lot of our listeners get us. All right. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Noel, can you confirm this? Were both Shane Falco and Johnny Utah played by Keanu Reeves in two different movies? Was Shane Falco not Keanu Reeves in The Replacements, and Johnny Utah was Keanu Reeves in Point Break?
No, I think you're right. I'll double check, but I think you're right.
I think that's accurate. And that just shows you, because if you listen to my show during baseball season, I do a lot more not sports stuff. Like we do, I rank movies and things like that. If you know me at all, you know that Keanu Reeves is one of my most favorite actors, probably my most favorite actor of all times. All right. I want to dress up for as Keanu Reeves, like three of his different characters for Halloween on multiple Halloweens. But I would probably go Shane Falco because Shane Falco was an actual quarterback. Johnny Utah was a surfer who just played football on the beach. I don't know if he had a football background. I don't remember Point Break that vividly. Maybe I need to go back and reassess. But as of now, Rusty, Shane Falco. Then he also sent me a follow-up. Have you seen guys just completely quit during the middle of a fantasy football season, like stop sending in their rosters? Yes, people do this. It's a horrible malpractice. Second worst malpractice in fantasy football next to vetoing trades. Don't give up on the fantasy football season. Nobody likes that person just stops putting in a roster. Because when you get to playoff, when you start jockeying for playoff position, you're going to have that team that's just a guaranteed loss every week. And that's not fair to everybody else in your fantasy football. If you sign up for fantasy football, you got to play it out. Do the right thing. Don't be a scumbag. Don't quit in the middle of the season. All right, let's rock some fantasy football fire and ice here. We're going to start with running backs. I do see Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman in the bullpen getting ready for college football game time. Maybe we can get them in here to answer our question. I'd also like to know if either one of those guys are jaywalkers when they are out running. But who are we going to ice this week? This one's almost too obvious, but I have to roll it out there because he has been productive thus far in fantasy football. It's going to be Brian Robinson versus the Ravens. Look, Brian Robinson is questionable with a hurt knee, but he's probably going to play. All right, he only had 7 touches last week. He is going to be a game-time decision. The Ravens allow the fewest rush yards per game. No, I wrote that down wrong. I had 302. No, that's how many rush yards they've allowed this season. They haven't allowed any running back to eclipse 46 yards on the ground, and the Ravens have only surrendered 3 rushing touchdowns to running backs this season. Also, Austin Eckler is 100% healthy. Austin Eckler has been playing good with his now reduced role with the Washington Commanders. He'll come out at the beginning of the season and say, look, I'm not a 250 carry guy. I'm not a 10 target guy. But now he's just getting as much work as he was. He was kind of the main guy with the Chargers towards the end of his staying there. He likes being that third down back, but he's been playing well. And with no Brian Robinson, now look, if the Washington Commanders, this is going to be the game of the week, by the way. If the Washington Commanders fall behind in this game, it's going to be all Austin Eckler over Brian Robinson in this. Austin Eckler is the third down back pass catcher guy. He's always been great at that. He's been good at that with the Washington Commanders this season. If you're playing a PPR league, I highly recommend starting Austin Eckler, although I do not have him as a fire pick. All right. Also, on ice, look, big game last week for Rico Dowdle. Don't think he's going to do it again this week. The Detroit Lions have allowed the 5th fewest fantasy points to the running back position. Look, last week, Rico Dowdle had 19 fantasy points off of 20 carries for 87 yards. All right, that's kind of efficient. That's like 4 yards per carry, if I'm not mistaken. So that is a lot of volume. He may get that again, but the Detroit Lions play the run well, and I think the Detroit Lions are going to stomp all over the Dallas Cowboys this week. So Rico Dowdle has only had 3 targets in his last 2 games. That's why he's an ice pick. They don't use him through the air, and I do expect the Dallas Cowboys to be playing from behind this week versus the Detroit Lions. So be careful starting Rico Dowdle this week. And then whatever Raiders running back plays versus the Steelers have allowed the 5th fewest rushing yards per game. Neither Zeus White or Alex Mattison has looked good. Even when Alex Mattison had Zeus White on out last week, he did not do well. Alex Mattison was given the number 1 running back role in Minnesota last year, did not do anything with it. He is the Austin Eckler type, except he just doesn't want to be. He is a pass-down back, pretty good PPR guy. Don't like either one of them versus the Detroit Lions this week. Who are we going to fire up? How about Tyler Algier versus the Carolina Panthers? It is expected by all, or most, that the Atlanta Falcons are going to run away with this game and blow the Panthers out. The Panthers are not a good football team. This should happen that way. That's why I told you you could start Kirko Chains this week, Kirk Cousins, for those of you that don't know that, who he is outside of Atlanta. If the Falcons get out to a good lead, and just want to start running clock, Tyler Allgeier is going to be in the game, which is an unfortunate consequence for us Bijan Robinson owners. I actually own lots of shares of Tyler Allgeier, too. All right, Carolina's allowed the sixth most rushing yards per game. That is the good thing for Bijan Robinson owners. He's going to be in the game for at least the first half and be very active. I look for Bijan Robinson to score his first rushing touchdown of the season, or it could be a receiving touchdown. I don't think he scored any touchdowns this season. I think it's going to be a great game for Bijan Robinson. One touchdown, Noel? He scored one touchdown this. That's where he's been. We drafted Bijan Robinson top five. He's been more like top 15. But CeeDee Lamb, and that's only of recent, the last two games, is the only top five pick this season that has come through and you know, paid that off. So don't be angry if you're that CMC drafter or that you drafted Bijan Robinson, you know, in the top five. He's going to pay that off. This week should be a good one. I also like Tyler Allgeier. Tyler Allgeier is probably going to get at least 10 carries in this game after the Falcons get out to a big lead. Devin Singletary slash Tyrone Tracy versus the Bengals. One but not both. The Bengals have allowed the third most rushing yards per game at 151 rushing yards per game. Devin Singletary has got the questionable tag. We don't know if he's going to play. If Singletary plays, start him, but you can't play Tyrone Tracy. Not with confidence. But if Singletary sits, Tyrone Tracy, I think, is a solid start versus the Bengals, who just give up a crap ton of yards on the ground. And to wrap up running backs here, Tony Pollard. Fire him up this week. Last week he had 22 carries to Tajay Spears, 15. The Colts have given up 10-plus points to six different running backs, and two running backs have scored more than 25 points off the Indianapolis Colts. This is a very solid matchup for Tony Pollard. If you're in a deep league and it's a PPR, Tajay Spears may be a guy that you can start, but I would not recommend it. Tony Pollard's the guy you want to go to with the Tennessee Titans. All right, wide receivers, who are we gonna ice? For those of you that haven't been paying attention to the NFL for, I don't know, the past like 7 years, ever since Mike Evans came into the league. Or actually, it's ever since Marshawn Lattimore came into the league, because Mike Evans is a little bit older than Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore owns Mike Evans. All right, Mike Evans' best and only good game versus Marshawn Lattimore were 7 receptions for 78 yards and a touchdown. That's happened once. All right, here's Mike Evans' stat line in the last six games versus the Saints dating back to 2021. All right, this is crazy. You might be saying to yourself, but how can I bench Mike Evans? I don't know, maybe you got Tank Dell on your team or something like that? Look, I get it. There's four teams on a bye. If you need to, and if you got Mike Evans as a locked-in starter, go ahead and start him. He may get lucky, but if Marshawn Lattimore's healthy, or at least he's going to play, Mike Evans does not have a good line. Here's his last six games worth of stat lines for Mike Evans versus the Saints. 3 for 61, 1 for 14, 3 for 61, 4 for 59, 3 for 40, 3 for 70. Evans hasn't scored a touchdown versus the Saints since week 1 of 2020. Week 1 of 2020 is when Mike Evans scored his last touchdown versus the Saints. That's when he had 7 receptions. For 70 yards. That's still not even a great game. All right, Evans has had just one wide receiver one finish across 13 meetings with Marshawn Lattimore. So when I say wide receiver one, that's finishing in the top 10. He's only had one top 10 finish. Now all you need is a top 30 finish to pay off since we have so many wide receiver spots and a flex spot. All right, so that's why you might still start Mike Evans, but you're definitely not going to start him in PPR, I mean in DFS. All right, way too expensive, and he's not going to have the production that's going to pay that off. All right, every time these two get together, and you're probably going to have this as the national game today because the Falcons play at 4 o'clock, or it's going to be the game in Atlanta anyway, probably. Hopefully we get Falcon or Bucks Saints on one TV, and then I think CBS is the one that refused to flex Commanders Ravens. If at 1 o'clock we have Commanders Ravens on CBS, Saints Bucks on 1 o'clock on Fox, I'm going to be a very happy camper. Probably with a Bloody Mary in my hand or something like that. Anywho, every time these guys meet, it's freaking hilarious. They fight. Mike Evans got suspended. Last time they matched up, Mike Evans had 7 points in fantasy football. That's all I'm saying. Are you also going to ice down the Colts receivers versus the Titans? Whichever ones it is, they're all going to have. The Titans have given up the fewest points to the wide receiver position, and no wide receiver has gotten more than 11 points versus the Tennessee Titans. Also, Anthony Richardson starting over Joe Flacco. If you've got Anthony Richardson, I'm starting him. It's a good match for a running quarterback, but Anthony Richardson, as we've seen, has yet to throw that 200-yard game. I don't even think in week one when he had that 80-yard bomb, he eclipsed 200. He may have, but he hasn't turned into that 300-yard passer yet, and I don't know if he's ever going to be that. He gets most of his points on the ground. That's why we love Anthony Richardson. So I do recommend starting him. I just wouldn't start any of his receivers. The Titans are very good versus pass catchers. Then how about Quentin Johnston versus Broncos? Hello, Pastor Tan the second. He's a pretty good freaking cornerback in the NFL. If I'm not mistaken, he had a 98-yard pick six last week. Pat Surtain has shadowed DK Metcalf, Mike Evans, George Pickens, Garrett Wilson, and Jacoby Myers this season, and he hasn't allowed any of those guys to surpass 30 receiving yards, and none of them have scored touchdowns. Shall I go through that list again? I don't think that I need to lay off Quentin Johnston. On that note, love some, what's my Georgia wide receiver for the freaking Chargers? Ladd McConkey. Love Ladd McConkey this week. Who are we going to fire up? Terry McLaurin versus the Ravens. Going to be the game of the week in the NFL. The Ravens have given up 17 points to five different receivers this year, including both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. Just last week, they've also given up the fourth most receiving yards to perimeter receivers this year. If the Washington Commanders fall behind of the Baltimore Ravens today, Terry McLaurin is going to bust out because Terry McLaurin and Austin Eckler are both going to have great games if the Commanders fall behind in this game. And we kind of expect for that to happen. The Washington Commanders kind of have a leaky defense. The Baltimore Ravens, look, Lamar Jackson last week said, if you're going to stop me in the run, I'm just going to throw for 300-plus yards. That could happen today. So if that happens, and this turns into a shootout, Terry McLaurin is going to have a great game. So is Austin Eckler. Another great starter for you this week is going to be Wandale Robinson versus the Bengals. Malik Nabers is out. Robinson is averaging 9 targets and 6 receptions a game. Last week with Malik Nabers out, he's not the most efficient wide receiver in the NFL. Last week with Nabers out, he did have those 9 targets. He did indeed have 6 receptions. He only had 36 yards out of those. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's not very much. Yards per catch, but he did get you 16 points because he landed in the end zone. Wandale Robinson, wide receiver number one with Malik Nabers out versus the Bengals. I didn't name him as a fire pick, but Daniel Jones, also a sneaky pick this week. And then Jalen Tolbert versus the Detroit Tigers. Jalen Tolbert is the wide receiver number two for the Dallas Cowboys. Brandon Cooks is placed on IR. He wasn't any good anyway. Detroit ranks 5th in fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. Last week with Brandon Cooks out, Jalen Tolbert totaled up 7 receptions for 87 yards and a touchdown. If you're counting at home, that's 22 points. Abe, come in here real fast. I don't see Garrett with you. Are you a run-in gym shorts guy, or do you have short running shorts?
Yeah, basketball shorts.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So Abe Gordon's definitely a running gym shorts guy. I have a feeling that Garrett Chapman, if he is a runner like that, runs in those short shorts. But he's a millennial type guy like that. I think you probably are too, but you're more of a Gen Xer than you are a millennial. You don't have a Stanley Cup. You have a gosh darn 2-gallon freaking Hulk of a water bottle right there. All right, this has been One Dude with a Fantasy. Reach out to me on the Twitter machine, at Jedi Sports Radio. You can DM me there or IG or just send me a mention on either. This has been One Dude with Fantasy for week 6. I'll be getting back with you over the weekend. Doesn't matter how you find me, just find me. I'll see y'all next week. Sports Radio, 910 The Game. College Football Game Time's next.